Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, I've got a bill on my credit card I don't recognize with you guys. Which
Yes, sir.
took
Can we
place
start? Oh, I'm sorry.
took place on Tuesday.
Okay. Can we start with your zip code, please?
68008.
Your first and last name, please.
Douglas Neiman.
Thank you, sir. I did locate the account. Could you verify your address, please?
2053 South Street, Blair, Nebraska, 68008.
Thank you, sir. I'm pulling your account up now. Okay, it shouldn't take much longer. Sorry about the delay.
Right.
Yes, sir. It does look like I do see this is for the fuel saver, sir, which helps save gasoline. And I do see for $7.95 the shipping and handling was paid. I see it was also the Smart Health Planner, which you were in a trial period for. It's an app that would give you easy to follow workouts and healthy recipes. But I do see on 4/6 you were in a trial period. But the Fuel Saver was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club. I do see it's a shopping membership. I do see they charged you $56.95. That would get you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from our online store. That is a monthly charge. And then I see the Smart Health Planner charged you $39.99 on the 7th, sir, which is how much the app cost.
Yeah, I did not order that.
You did not order a fuel saver?
The fuel saver I did order, and I'm not happy with it either.
Hey,
But
yes, sir.
this.
This automatically came with it when you ordered the fuel saver. It was in the terms and conditions.
That sounds like a scam. I can cancel my credit card if that's, how you want to do this.
Okay, yes, sir, it is in the terms and conditions, sir. So,
Yeah, you just said that.
yes, sir, so once it's in the terms and conditions, it's like the legal part of it. So you're going to dispute all these charges, $56.95, $56.95, $39.99, and $7.95?
Well, for one thing, I'm only seeing charges for the $7.95 and the $39.99.
Okay, yes, sir. April 11th was $56.95 and May 14th was $56.95.
Yeah, those aren't on here.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see you were charged that. I can go ahead and cancel the account to stop all future charges effective immediately. Let's see. I do see we could do a 50% refund, sir, off the $256.95.
All right.
Okay, yes, sir. Let me get that amount for us here. And I can go ahead and refund the $39.99 in full. So the $56.95 will be two refunds of $28.48. So basically, it takes one off if you get down to it. So that two refunds of $28.48 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. The $39.99 charge will go away totally. It will come back as a refund in 3 to 5 business days, and there'll be no further charges. I want to make sure all your refunds goes through before we get off the phone, please. And I'll have a confirmation number for you in just one moment also, sir.
And can you tell me again the dates on those other transactions?
Sure. Let me get right back there for us. I'm just making, okay, so all three of your refunds did go through. That was May 14th, and it was $56.95. And April 11th for $56.95.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I issued two refunds of $28.48, one refund of $39.99. You'll have all those back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. The account is canceled. Would you like a confirmation number, please?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 260483991.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
So then the account is canceled.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's it then.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.